Good evening. Would you please open your Bibles to Acts? And we will be referring to this book a lot because tonight we will be studying the conversions in the book of Acts. This week we learned to take examples from the Bible. Paul preached till midnight, so I hope you don't have any plans tonight. Have you been converted? Jesus says to you, unless you are converted and become like little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3. Today, unless you are converted, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So this evening, we will discuss why you can be converted, how you can be converted, and when you should be converted. So one day, we will all be able to see each other in the kingdom of heaven. This evening, I will try to convince you that as these people in the first century were converted, we should convert others or be converted in the same manner. So what is conversion? The Greek language explains conversion is a turn. It also describes it as a turning about or around, turning away from something to some other thing. Acts 15:3. The word conversion implies a turning from and turning to. Corresponding to this is repentance and faith. Conversion is also known as the initial change of attitude and will that brings a person into the right relationship with God. The words of Saul when he was converted in Acts 26:18. Conversion is to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. We also see that some conversions may be taken at different approaches. The conversion of Saul was sudden and radical, Acts 9:1-6 and Acts 22:16. And Ananias says to Paul, "Why are you waiting? Why do you tarry?" And so we see that Paul's conversion was very sudden. The conversion of Lydia was gradual and gentle, Acts 16:14-15. But they always have the same results. So why were these people converted? Well, first we must realize what groups of people or who was converted in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 2, the multitude was converted on the day of Pentecost. The Samaritans were converted in Acts 8:5-13. Philip spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8:26-39. Saul was converted in Acts 9:22-26, we find this. Cornelius and his household were converted in Acts 10:34-48. Same as Lydia and her household in Acts 16:14-15. The Philippian jailer was converted and his household in Acts 16:19-34. The Corinthians were also converted in Acts 18:6-11. Same as the Ephesians in Acts 19:1-8. So now we come to the question, why were these people converted? Well, what does the Bible say? What must I do? These people were converted, as we see in Acts 2:36-38, for the remission of their sins. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and Peter said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It says, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Cornelius and his family were also converted for the remission of their sins in Acts 10:43. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. They were also converted to obey God. In Cornelius' case again, Acts 10:47-48. Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. They were commanded to be baptized by God, and so they did so. Peter also commanded the multitude on the day of Pentecost to be baptized in Acts 2, verse 38. Saul also wanted to obey God in Acts 9, 26, and 22. And then he asked, "What must I do?" in Acts 22, 6 through 10. "Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus, at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' So I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.' And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told the things which you are appointed to do.' Saul asked, 'What must I do?' And the Lord told him. Therefore he obeyed God." People in the book of Acts were also converted to wash away their sins, as Saul did in Acts 22, verse 16. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." These people were also converted to be saved from sin, those in the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. They were saved from sin on the day of Pentecost. Saul was also saved from his sin because it was washed away in Acts 22:16. So we know why we should be converted. So how can we be converted? Let me ask you this question. Can I be converted any other way than the first century Christians were converted? Can I be converted any other way except through Christ? Were those in the first century converted through Christ? Today, I tell you that we can be converted in the very same manner as those in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, those people believed, as the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts 8, 36 through 37. The Philippian jailer and his household believed in Acts 16, 31 and 34. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. We see in verse 31 that he was told to believe, and he did so, as we see in verse 34. The Corinthians also believed in Acts 18:8, same as the Ephesians in Acts 19:2 and verse 4. Then he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." The people in the first century also repented, those on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, 37 through 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Those in the book of Acts who were converted also had to confess, as the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts 8, 37. Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The eunuch believed. But then those in the first century were also baptized, as you see on those on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, 38 through 41. The Samaritans were also baptized, Acts 8, 12 through 13. But when they believed Philip, as he preached things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. And Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. The eunuch, as we saw earlier, was also baptized, Acts 8, 36 through 38. And Saul was baptized in Acts 9:18 and Acts 22:16. Cornelius was baptized and his household, Acts 10:47 through 48. Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Lydia and her household were also baptized in Acts 16:15. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. The Philippian jailer and his household were also baptized, same as the Corinthians in Acts 18:8 and the Ephesians in Acts 19:3 and 5. And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Notice that in every example of these conversions, it mentions baptism. Let me repeat that. Notice in every example of these conversions, it mentions baptism. Could this possibly reflect how important baptism is? Even though these scriptures do not confess or say that you must repent or believe, the authorized scripture elsewhere does. All scripture is for instruction in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. So we know that Lydia and the jailer and Saul had to have believed and repented and confessed because the Bible says we must. The Bible says we must believe in Mark 16:16 and Hebrews 11:6. The Bible says we must repent, Luke 13:3. We must confess, Romans 10:9-10. These are the steps the first century new converts took as they were converted. They turned from sin to God. God thought it was so important that he mentioned baptism first before anything else. These new converts had to be baptized. So we come to the point, when should I be converted? What does the Bible say? Look at the conversion of the multitude in Acts 2, verse 41. They received him and were baptized. The first century people were baptized right after they received him, immediately. The eunuch was baptized, Acts 8, 36-39. When he saw water, he stopped the chariot immediately, and the eunuch and Philip went down into the water. The Philippian and his household were baptized in Acts 16, 31-33. So they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and his family were baptized. Notice, the jailer, the same hour in which he heard, was baptized. The jailer and his household were immediately baptized. Saul, in Acts 9, 18-20, was baptized immediately and began teaching immediately. We also find this in Acts 22:16. Ananias says to Paul, "Why do you tarry? Why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Does it sound like a sense of urgency to you? So we see that the first century Christians were converted immediately, and you can be now. The Bible says that the Lord will come quickly and immediately, as we see in James 4:14. "Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." He also is said to come as a thief in the night, 2 Peter 3:10. Have you been converted? Today you can. Jesus said, "Repent and be converted," Matthew 18:3 and Acts 3:19. So why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Thank you.